USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
And in just 19 days, the people of this incredible state are going to send Matt Rosendale to the U.S. Senate to protect your jobs and protect your Second Amendment, which is under siege.
President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Montana.
This will be an election of Kavanaugh, the caravan, law and order, and common sense. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be an election of those things.
Taking a look at your money now, stocks down on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average losing 327 points to close at 25,379. That's a loss of 1.5%. The NASDAQ dropping 157 and the S&P 500 losing 40 points. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
An update now on the aftermath of Hurricane Michael, USA Radio's Wendy King, on her cousin, Erin Guthrie, whose home destroyed near Tyndall Air Force Base in Florida.
When the storm hit, Erin, her husband, and two young kids went to stay in Tallahassee with their mom, Mandy. She tells me, after the storm, they went to see their home and found people had looted their things.
Yes, they were looted. People stole their televisions. There's a lot of looting going on over there. Most of the town is destroyed.
She says even the baby's things were taken, and they have to start from scratch.
The kids, my grandchildren, are 2 years old and 4 months old. They have lost their home. They've lost a lot of their possessions. Right now, the four of them are crammed into my living room, and it's just not enough space. They need their own house.
To help Erin and her family, you can go to the Facebook fundraiser for Amanda Sparks Smith in Tallahassee. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Personal finance website WalletHub releasing its report on 2018's most and least politically engaged states. USA Radio's Chris Barnes now with some of its findings.
According to the report, the District of Columbia has the highest share of citizens who actively voted in the 2016 presidential election at over 74%. That compares with the lowest percentage in Hawaii at just over 47%. When it comes to the midterms, Maine has the highest percentage of citizens who voted in 2014 at 61.5%. The lowest percentage, 33.6%, in West Virginia. The study also finds blue states are more politically engaged than red states. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In Wisconsin, the search is on for a missing girl and police asking for your help. USA Radio's Tim Berg now with details.
Authorities in Wisconsin are still searching for a missing 13-year-old girl. Jamie Kloss has been missing since Monday when police found her parents dead at their home. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald.
Walk your properties. There will be many hunters in the area in the upcoming weekend and daily. Check your cabins, walk your land, and report anything you feel is important to us. You will never know if it will help to bring Jamie home unless you call.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.